Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome back to this week's episode of Beauty News. This is the 28th of September edition. We'll be talking about new release makeup items and updates on things we've talked about in the past.
True. All right, we're going to start with updates, and there's quite a few updates in this episode, so let's jump right into it. Firstly, even though we mentioned it last week, we didn't get to discuss the Anastasia Beverly Hills Holiday Collection. We just talked about the glitter? No, the lip glosses.
Yeah.
But we've seen the full collection now. So as we discussed last week, there's the pack of four lip glosses. These, we discussed, they're kind of cool. They're those glitter toppers. There's also a trio of metallic liquid lipsticks, which are very, very Christmassy. These are kind of fun.
They are fun. I like the colours. They look good. It's a sort of thing where I'm like, oh, I want to buy it.
And but you'll never use it.
Never wear it.
Yeah, I'm
so the same. I won't do it.
But you've got like a glittery sort of iridescent sort of glitter topper called Blizzard. You've got Phantom, which is a beautiful metallic sort of true red.
Stunning.
Like, so nice. And Mai Tai, which looks like a rose gold. So very, very Christmassy. That makes a lot of sense. We've also got the glitters that are loose glitters. We discussed these. Look, it's colourful glitters.
Yeah.
Some of them look like they've got holographic glitter. Some of them don't.
Only two of them are eye safe, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. So the glitters, they're $15 each. They contain 5.4 grams of product. They've already released. And there's a glitter glue as well.
Yeah.
So if you needed a glitter glue, they've got one. And then lastly, what do we have, Hayley?
The Sultry palette.
The big reveal.
The big reveal that I think a lot of people are really disappointed about.
Yeah, I think it's a mixed bag for sure.
So this is another one of their 14 pan eyeshadow palettes. More shimmery, glittery colours than there are mattes in this one. It's a predominantly a cool tone palette. This looks a bit like the cool tone version of Soft Glam. To be honest, I actually really like it.
Look, to be honest, I would use it, but I wouldn't actually, I'd prefer Soft Glam.
Yeah.
I'd probably prefer the Norvina.
It's got to the point where I'm three palettes behind with this one now. I don't have Soft Glam, I don't have Norvina, and I won't have this one. So I'm just going to be waiting for like a 20% off sale anywhere, and I'll buy them all.
That's fair enough.
To catch up.
And yeah. I think that's fair. I think, look, I see this as being, there's some really wearable shades in here. I'm not for Cyborg Slate or Noir. I won't use them.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're really into cool tones, you'll like this. A lot of people are confused by Bloom. It's got that effect of I've given you just a generic brown palette, and to make it look different, I've put a pop of coral.
Yeah, I think they should have left it out because it just looks disjointed and weird.
Yeah, or even go with the cool toned theme and put in a really interesting, like, duochrome cool tone shade.
Or a purple.
Yeah.
Or, like,
I don't know anything.
Yeah, I don't really get Bloom either. Like, being that sort of coral, almost coming into fluorescent, like, they're so hard to get right. So if the formula is anything less than bomb, it's like, why? Why did you even bother?
Look, I do think the formula of this should be pretty decent.
I would think.
But what concerns me about this is usually when you see a pop of colour, you hope that, well, it should work with the rest of the palette.
Yeah, like if you've I don't see it.
Who, like, okay, there will be people that wear a coral lid blended out with grey, but not many people would because it's generally not very flattering. You've got to be a genius to make that work.
Yeah, that's going to be the one shade in the palette that everyone's like, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And I respect that.
Mm. So, I don't know. Look, it's not for me, but like you, if I had to complete my collection, I would consider getting it, but I would not use it.
Yeah, that's fair. I really like cool tone eyeshadows. I think it's hard because, like, we're coming into summer, so I feel like I'm very slowly moving away from them. But it is one that I want to add to my collection.
I think that's fair.
Another thing that annoys me about this palette is it's got a glitter finish on the outside and it's not encapsulated.
Yes. But also,
I just don't understand. Like, okay, if you want to move away from the felt or the velvet, on the outside
yeah.
and do a glitter finish for holiday, you've got to seal it.
You've got to seal it.
But nobody wants to be touching their fucking makeup, getting glitter all over themselves.
It's true. But even then, it's like, how does glam and glitter represent the inside of this palette? They've literally got things like Slate and Cyborg and Dystopian and, you know, like steampunk. If you're going to go like sort of, you know, they've got Twig and Teak and if you're going to go earthy or like sort of cyberpunk type names, why does it have glitter on the outside? I don't understand it.
I don't get that either.
I'm just going to point to this swatch. Like, look, swatched, it looks quite good. But I want to point out, like, I don't mind cool-toned eyeshadows.
I kind of feel like some of these were, like, leftovers. Like, Dystopian and Cyborg could have been in...
anything. They could have been in the last year's one.
What's the...
Oh, Subculture.
Subculture. Like, I feel like those were made...
To go with those colours.
And they didn't quite make it into the palette.
But I want to point out that, like, Cinder, Twig and Teak and Dystopian, they're beautiful sort of cooler-toned browns. And these are kind of the cool tones that I can get behind.
Yeah.
When you go over to Cyborg and Slate, I wouldn't touch them.
That's too much for you,
For me, it would make me look like I'm a zombie. So, you know, I feel like this is a... If they're going to go cool-toned, do it cool-toned.
Yeah.
This is like, we want to go cool-toned, but they also know that a lot of people don't like it, so we're going to pussy out and put in fucking bloom.
I will say the two light shades as well.
Yeah.
Don't know why they felt the need to put both of them in.
I agree.
It just, I don't really think it's necessary.
I agree
Fresh
with you.
Fresh and Pearl.
Yeah, I agree that this is a leftover palette. I also feel like the way they've sort of presented it with the roses, gold roses and the glitter and the glam.
It's disjointed.
I'm like, no, it's not. It's just a leftover palette.
I honestly, when I first saw this and I was looking at the shade names, I was like, this is leftovers.
Yeah, they could have at least named it like... You know, Dasher Dancer. Like, at least try to make it Christmassy if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, the next update is Charlotte Tilbury. A while ago, we saw a sneak peek of this palette. It was, I don't know, a few months ago we saw this. But it has been released, and I think it's sort of like their holiday release. They didn't really mention it, but it's exclusively to charlottetilbury.com. It's the limited edition Stars in Your Eyes palette, and it's got sort of like three trios. Four trios.
Yeah.
That's the number. There's Love, Power, Happiness, and Confidence. Some photos here make it look really cool.
Yeah.
Other photos make it look really boring, so I'm a little bit confused by this. The swatches look really good as well. I'm torn.
Yeah.
This palette is basic, but I kind of like it.
So wearable.
It's so wearable.
Yeah.
You've got the sort of, you know, basic work looks, the goldy looks. You've got more of the mid-toned. You've got more berry. I think this is bang on trend with the purples and the pinks and the way they've balanced it.
Yeah.
If this didn't cost a bomb, which it does, we'll put on the screen how much it costs. Varies in different countries, but I know it's $100-something Australian.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
No.
I don't...
But I really like the happy eyes part. I don't know what. That sort of mauvey purple mixed with... something about it.
I love mauvey eyeshadows.
Yeah.
And that sort of... It's almost like a terracotta color in the center.
Yeah.
That is a really pretty interesting color.
It is, isn't it?
I don't think I've ever seen anything that's quite of that tone. Similar, but not quite like that.
That looks like a perfect transition color.
It does. I want those two.
Yeah, I do as well. I don't know. I like this. I probably wouldn't spend the money because it's a very high price. Yeah. But I think it's done well. And I'm surprised. I think Charlotte Tilbury is doing some decent stuff these days. I'm finding more and more going, I kind of want to place an order. But look, I'll be good.
From ColourPop, we've seen a new Disney collection. Yeah. So this is a Disney princess collection?
Yeah, it's actually the Disney designer collection. So I was watching a video that ColourPop put out and they talked about how the designs on this are actually from the Disney designer they made Barbie doll type things, right, or dolls. I don't know if it was not Barbie dolls, they're Disney, but like they made dolls with these sort of retro outfits.
Yeah.
And they designed, they drew the imagery. So when the movie came out, the sort of design of how they drew them is sort of the fashion style of that decade.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was really interesting. But yeah, so it's not a, they haven't drawn these just for the ColourPop collection. It's more to promote these dolls or something. Yeah. Something like that. It's a bit weird. Okay, in this collection, there's a 15 pan eyeshadow palette called It's a Princess Thing. It's going to be $20. These are releasing, just before we get on further, on the 28th of September. So in a few hours' time. So you've got your warning.
It's coming out.
There's also six shades of Luxe lipsticks. So they're $7 each. And when in that video that I was watching, they were talking about that they started the collection with those colours because each princess has like a different lip colour. So they created a lipstick to match that lip colour pretty much. Yeah. So I thought that was a really cool idea. So every princess has their own color, so you know, you've got Ariel, etc., etc. And then what they did was they made three ultra glossy lips, so they're $6 each. You've got Bippity Boppity and Boo, and you can buy them in a trio. It's really cute, isn't it? Yeah, but these are sort of more generic colors, so you've got like a sort of nudie pink, you've got a peachy color, and then like a sparkly topper, and then you have six super shock shadows that are $5 each. And once again, they each represent one of the princesses, but they've named them after lyrics in their movie.
Like, there's Hi Ho, Under the Sea, Almost There, Be Our Guest, A Whole New World, So This Is Love.
So that's the way
they... So it's themed around music.
Yeah. So these can be bought individually, or you can buy the whole PR kit for $120.
That's what I'm buying.
I'm
gonna do it. I know I am.
No, actually, sorry, retract that. The whole kit without the PR box
is
$110.
Okay.
Is $110. Yeah. Then if you buy it with the PR box, you only get four of the six Super Shock Shadows.
Okay.
And you pay $10 extra because of the box.
I don't want that.
Yeah, so you don't get the PR kit, get the other one.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. That is straight up just gonna
it's nasty.
Put it out there. It's fucking stupid.
It's nasty. It's
fucking stupid.
Yeah, but can I also point out that they have two Super Shock highlighters?
Yes.
I don't know the names of these, but they are exclusive to Shop Disney.
Yeah.
So if you wanted the whole collection, you have to order from ColourPop and Shop Disney.
Also stupid.
Stupid. But I get it. They want people to buy from that store. I get it. But there's that. It's interesting. A lot of people are a bit ho-hum with the colours.
Mm.
And I get it. Like, I think they've played it very safe with the eyeshadow palette.
Yeah.
But I feel like as well, I'm sure this collection wasn't cheap.
No.
You know, they've put a lot of effort. There's a lot of rights that you have to pay for.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that they want to make it appeal to the widest audience possible.
Yep.
And I don't begrudge them for that. This is sort of like people who love Disney princesses, which is a lot of people and a lot of makeup lovers. You don't want to be put off by going, this is a silver palette.
Yeah.
Or this is, because it's trendy, this is a blue and green palette.
Like, I actually...
This is not for innovation.
I'm just going to say, I think this palette's very wearable.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, like, I've been buying makeup for years. And I've been buying too much makeup for many of those years.
Mm-hmm.
And my collection is full of fucking trendy shit.
Yeah, you don't use it.
I just want stuff that's wearable. All of these colours are wearable. Except maybe Midnight Curfew, but I think that could potentially be like a blue brown type shade, but actually it's not.
Like a
it's a sparkly black. But everything else wearable.
It's wearable, but you've got like the top row, which is sort of like your everyday warm. You've got more mid tones. You've got a little bit of color. You've got some darker things. Like, it takes you day to night work to going out. Like, you can't really, like, the only thing that's stopping me from buying this is I actually don't like ColourPop eyeshadow formula.
That's fair. And see, I don't mind them.
For their price,
I haven't got a problem
with them. I've got a few of them and I never touch them.
You never wear them.
So For me, it's...
Oh, excuse me.
I might check out some lipsticks, though, because I think it looks cool. And they all have limited edition packaging. The pots have, like, the little castle on it in gold detailing. Instead of the Luxe lipsticks having the little stars, it actually has the signatures of the princesses. So, you know, it does have limited edition packaging. Nice little touches. Yeah, it's really cute. All right, the next update is with Dose of Colors, Desi and Katie collection. So when we spoke about this, we'd seen the palette, we had seen the lip glosses, but there are more and they're already available. So there is the Friendcation eyeshadow palette. It's a £10 palette, $55. You've got two highlighters, Chasing the Sun and Fugo, $28 each.
Oh, is it Fuego?
Fuego, that's probably it.
Is that right?
Like, don't ask an Australian to pronounce something.
I know. That's right. That's right.
It's beyond my pay grade, all right? we have two lipsticks in Aftermath and Hey Girl, $16 each. You have two liquid lipsticks in My Mane and A Mauve Story, and the two lip glosses in The Most and Over the Top, $17 each. Or you can buy the whole kit, $213 each. So that's out now if you wanted it.
From Fenty, we can confirm it is definitely Fenty. We knew it was.
Yeah, we knew it was.
Everyone knew it was. Nobody is that stupid. but what we have here are the new Stunner lip paint shades. So these
Releasing them. They're dribbling them out. They're staggering
them, like, annoyingly.
Which irritates me, though, because they treat people like they're idiots. Like, you don't know there's more coming. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do, mate.
And if you place an order, and then you have to place multiple orders. Like, it's annoying.
It's really annoying.
I'm not down.
Nah. So we've got Uncuffed, which is a rosy mauve. It's very pretty.
It's one of those colours that look completely different on different skin tones.
So I really like this.
Yeah.
I want to be able to buy this, but...
I've heard the formula is average.
Yeah. See, my morals won't allow me.
That's true. That's fair enough.
I can't do it.
I can get nice mauves elsewhere.
Exactly. And then we have Unveil. And this is a really interesting chocolate brown shade.
I think this is gorgeous.
I think it's so pretty
too. What I really like about this one is it almost has a purple tint to it.
Yeah.
So a lot of these chocolate browns look very reddy brown. Yeah, they're very warm. Yellowy brown.
Whereas this is
like a cool brown.
This is a cool brown.
Yeah.
Or it's like cool. I'd say it's a neutral brown bordering on like the edge of cool.
Yeah.
It is. It's sick. I think it's beautiful.
I think it's beautiful too.
But you can't convince me with pretty colours. That's fair enough. It just sends me on a trip to find a dupe.
That's true.
Yeah. We also have two others. Uninvited, which is a black.
Mm-hmm. Which we knew was coming.
Yeah. Definitely not convincing me with that shade.
No.
And Unbutton.
Yeah.
Which is a really beautiful, I'd say it's a pinky nude.
Yeah, it's a light nude. And it's
probably a really good shade for quite fair people who are looking for a beautiful nude lip colour.
Yes. So at the moment, the brown one and the sort of rosy nude are out. If we've got some nice images of the other ones on the screen, it means they are also out. But, if you wanted to save your money and place an order all at once, two more are coming.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
All right, Jeffree Star, we have seen details of the lip liners. So these are the Velour lip liners. So they're supposed to be creamy, they're supposed to be pigmented, and they're supposed to be sort of budge-proof. And if you're really keen on them, they are coming the 28th. So once again, in probably about 12 hours' time, if you're watching this as soon as this video comes out, you'll be able to get them. And I think they're $16 each, and he said more than 16 shades.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. 16 shades? 17?
17.
18? I don't know. But we can see the packaging here, and we can see that there are three reds that he's holding, probably the same shade, one turquoise colour. So there's going to be a big variety. Yeah. And if you can look at the video on the screen, they do look really creamy and pigmented. So I know a lot of people are very excited for this.
I don't blame them. That packaging is sick too.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
I like it.
It definitely will stand out from the rest. I find lip liners, you sort of need that because if you've got like, if you're like me and you've got a cup of like lip liners and eyeliners.
Yeah, you're like, your which makeup, is like, which?
Yeah. And you tend to forget the ones that don't pack a punch. So we can also confirm that on the same at the same time that those are being released, the Supreme Frosts are being released. So, so if you're interested in the new highlighter formula, yeah, get your wallets ready. Get your credit cards ready.
Do it.
We've got some updates on the Lime Crime Brow Collection.
So Bushy Brows.
Bushy Brows. Great. Love the name. Well done. So we've seen swatches of the precision pens. Looks like there's only 5 shades.
Yeah, I thought they kind of made it out that there were going to be a lot of shades, but not quite.
Maybe not so many.
Yeah, but these are those felt tip sort of liner style pens that you sort of mimic hairs. And then there's also 7 shades of the Bushy Brow Stronghold Gel.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 shades and a clear.
Right.
So they're out now. So if you wanted them, you can get them.
Great. We have an update on the Menagerie Cosmetics, also known as Makeup Monsters. I believe they're still doing their transition. So we've seen the Feral palette, and we said packaging is sick, looks amazing. And now we're starting to see some of the shades coming out of the palette. So we've got Ivy, which is like an ivy green.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. We've got Night Eyes, which is a beautiful yellow shade. We have Huchera.
Yeah.
Maybe. This is like a metallic green.
It's like a lime green with a sort of yellow shift. Not shift, but like shimmer. Yeah.
There's some yellow depth in there.
Yes.
And we've also seen Pack Leader, which is a beautiful, beautiful bright pink.
Yeah.
And also, here we go again, Mariposa, which is a gorgeous orange shade.
Yeah, I think this is interesting.
It's, look, I think I like this palette. I think I like this palette a lot.
I don't blame you. All right, next thing that we need to update on, and this was one that, it's funny, I posted something on Instagram and someone made a comment, why don't you speak about NYX? And I'm like, we do speak about NYX, don't we? I realized what they were probably referring to was the Machinist collection that we spoke about, get a load of this, back in April. And we didn't update that it's available because it's sort of like once we spoke about it, we kind of move on to the next thing. Yeah,
and we never heard any updates on it.
Well, it was released and we've seen stuff about it, but you kind of feel like, oh, we've spoken about this already. This is old news.
Yeah.
You focus on the new things.
Yeah.
But, okay, update, it is released. And we've got all the details.
Has it been out for a long time?
I think it's been out for a couple of weeks. Okay. So it's like, look.
For us, that's old news.
It's lukewarm. But we skipped it.
Yeah.
We did. So there's 3 palettes in the range. There's Grind, which looks like Subculture.
It does. Yep. I agree.
So all of these palettes are the same format. So they're, you know, 3 rows of 4. So Grind is this one. Bit of color. You know, nice colors in there.
Yeah.
Steam, which is very cool toned. You've got some pinks, you've got some purples, you've got some silvers and blues and some kind of cool toned browns. And the last palette they've released is Ignite. So this one is more berries, sort of burnt colors. It's got a few cool toned colors in here, like a blue and a kind of green. But this is more of a sort of smoky, warm berry color. And they've also added in different things of the same names. So you've got a highlighter duo in Ignite, one in Steam, one in Grind. So you can see them here. You also have Grind, Steam, Ignite lipsticks. These are metallic lipsticks, and also they have Grind, Steam, Ignite. These are like lip lacquers. So pigmented but glossy lip lacquers. Right. So they are all out, and they're pretty affordable. Like, a lot of people are saying, it's kind of hard being an Australian because these prices to me look pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
But people are saying that for an eyeshadow palette, $25 from NYX is too much, which, fair enough.
That's US dollars.
That's US dollars.
Yeah.
The highlighter duos are $12, the lipsticks are $8, and the lip lacquers are $7 each. So a lot of people are saying that the quality isn't going up, but the prices are.
Yeah, that's...
It's fair. It's fair.
It's a fair thing to complain about.
Yeah, and it's getting to the point for a lot of people that the price is not worth
buying the product.
Yeah, and I feel like NYX
I respect that.
Yeah, NYX has been doing that for a while, and I feel like there's a lot of other brands out there that are staying, like, remaining quite affordable. So, yeah, look, Wet n Wild is more affordable, isn't it? Anyway.
Yes. Yep.
Whatever, but that's out if you wanted that. That a few people asked it when it's coming to Australia, and I have no idea, but it is on the NYX Cosmetics website.
Yeah.
All right, a quick update on Sanana's beauty. We talked about that Sana is releasing a makeup brand, and it's been released. You can buy it on, I believe it's Amazon. She's got an Amazon store. Bit weird, huh? Yeah. Anyway, in the collection, there are liquid lipsticks, lip liners, and nail polishes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also buy them in lip kits. So very Kylie Jenner-esque. Kylie Cosmetics. So there you go. That's probably the last we're going to talk about them because they seem pretty boring. But
yeah,
there you go. All right. Urban Decay have released the Naked Cherry line. So we've spoken about this before. You got the eyeshadow palette that, you know, hit or miss. Some people like it. Some people don't. You have the Vice lipsticks. The All Nighter setting spray is cherry scented. Huzzah. So a lot of people are excited about that.
Yeah.
Annoying thing about it, it's only travel size. Motherfuckers, you can't even buy a big one. Then they have the eyeliners as well and the highlight blush pack.
Yeah.
Now, this is available in the US on the Urban Decay website. Mecca in Australia over last weekend did have a 24-hour pre-release to everyone of the Naked Cherry palette. So I feel like this collection's coming out next release day. So if you want
Soon. Probably very, very soon. Yeah. Yes,
very true.
All right, that's it for updates. Mm-hmm. We're going to run through our new stuff from Becca. We have a new highlighter. This is limited edition press highlighter in Spanish Rose Glow. So it's a dusty rose with holographic champagne pearl. Good.
Good. Anyway, if you want that one, you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a thing. Bite Beauty have announced their latest astrology lipstick and people aren't super impressed with it. So it's the Libra lipstick and it is a medium toned brown. I actually don't hate this. I think this is an interesting brown because it's very yellow toned.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, or almost green toned, it sort of looks like a fake tan.
When you see it here amongst all of these other sort of nude shades, it does look like it's got green tones.
Yeah, it looks like a fake tan colour. And I feel like, look, it's not going to be for everyone. And a lot of people who are a Libra are very disappointed in this. But I think, compared to the other ones, which are always very ready, this sort of colour is a unique brown. And if you like browns, you'll probably be interested in it.
Look, I actually don't think it's... I mean, all right, fair if you don't like the colour and it's your star sign. I get it. I'm sure they'll bring out Scorpio and I'll be like, you know what? Fuck you, bye. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Nobody asked you anyway.
Yeah.
So I respect that if that's your feelings. However, what I know of Libra is they are the scales. They are all about balance, fairness, and if I was ever going to expect any colour to come from Libra, it would be something that's universally wearable.
Mm-hmm.
To be like a fair shade, like it includes everything. Yeah. It's fair, it's balanced. So I wasn't surprised when I saw what colour it was.
That's fair enough. I think also there were lip swatches and it looks a lot more flattering on than people are giving it credit for.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. See, on it actually looks pretty.
That's a beautiful colour.
Yeah. And this is where I don't...
God, she looks so beautiful, doesn't she?
Yeah. It looks really pretty.
Oh my God.
They all look really pretty. Stunning. This is like the most perfect autumn shade.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that it looks a little bit baby diarrhea.
Shit, I get it.
And I can get that it's not for everyone, but I think people should probably swatch it before they bag it. It's a pretty shade.
I like it. I think it's nice.
I think it's nice too. Unfortunately, we can't get them in Australia.
No. Bobbi Brown. So they released a palette.
The infrared.
That's it. Infrared. And now we have ultraviolet.
Look, I'm going to say the names are rad. The fact that they've got infrared and ultraviolet, I think that's really cool. Yeah. I think that's smart of them.
So this is another 8 pan palette, and this is predominantly cool toned.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of
Or all cool toned.
I kind of love it.
Yeah, a lot of people
again.
Keen.
It's one of those things like
different photos.
I feel like Bobby Brown need to really get on top of this because I think this is really doing them a disservice. We look at this picture on Sephora, top down. It looks like there's one warm shade in there, and then we look at another image that is also on Sephora, and it's
cool brown.
It's like. We don't even know what your palette is, Bobby Brown.
But even the purple down the bottom, is it a light purple?
Is it a lilac or a bright?
Yeah, you don't know.
That's the problem. We don't know what the palette is. And I think a lot of people, they see that. They see that and they go, I don't trust you. If you don't have a solid idea of what something is based on its pictures, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, I agree.
And it can be really hard to go ahead and spend that $49
Canadian dollars. I think it's $38 US, right. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's available now on Sephora.
$38 US and NYX is selling theirs for $25.
Yeah.
Well, you can see why people have a problem with that, can't you?
Yeah.
Like, okay. I have a problem with that.
Yes.
Serious problem.
I have a serious problem. And also, thinking about the NYX one, in Australia, that's going to be a $45 palette.
Yeah.
I'm not spending $45 on that palette.
No way.
Prefer to get a Zoeva one, probably cheaper.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're getting too big for their boots.
Yeah, brands need to know their demographic, and if you are going to start upping your prices, you need to make sure that there's added value there.
Yeah.
It's got to be worth it.
But also, the thing about going back to that Machinist collection, they also had influencers be the face of the different Ignite, Machinist, whatever the other one was. So I feel like, once again, whenever they involve influencers, because they're paying them, how much, whatever it is, they need to make that money back.
Yeah.
And to do that, they inflate their prices. And I feel like they need to know their position in the market, not just who their demographic is, but what your competition is.
Yeah.
If someone can pay, you know, $10 more, $13 more and get a Bobby Brown palette.
Yeah. And they've got the luxe name of Bobby Brown.
You're wrong.
No, I totally agree with you. And, you know, I'm sure there is value in using influencers, 100%.
Yes.
But if that cost is then being passed on to the consumer, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't care about
the influencer. They actually do not. Mm-hmm. Most of the people buying the products don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We could not tell you who those influencers were to save our lives. And we talked about them.
That's true.
So,
oopsie-daisy. I just want to say as well, swatches of this palette looks promising.
I really like
it. Yeah, I've also heard people say that they've bought this and they really like the quality and that they'd heard bad things about Bobby Brown pigmentation. They were surprised because this looks good. The second shade, Strange Magic. That is some strange magic. I don't hate
it. I know.
It's a nice palette.
I love number 4 as well.
Yeah.
Electric Plum.
And even Twisted Violet almost looks like, once again, a duochrome. Maybe it goes like bluey or 5. Yeah.
I hope this comes to Australia. Yep. I
reckon it will. I'm down with it.
Yeah.
All right. Just for Aussies, Carmex Australia has released a watermelon Carmex. I'm very excited. Where is it? In Chemist Warehouse.
Oh,
do you want to go down the road later and get it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're in Australia, and a lot of people are upset that this isn't coming to the UK or the US.
We need at least one thing, guys. One.
Look, they brought the Sugar Plum Unicorn one earlier in the year, and I don't know why these are just in Australia. Maybe we buy more Carmex than you guys.
Maybe.
Per capita. Could be. I do love Carmex.
Yeah. Little info for Carolyn Hirons fans. She has mentioned that she's creating her own skincare line. So if you're excited about that, it's coming. We have no other details other than that. But I think it will be interesting to see what she releases.
That's true. Very true. Okay, we've got some new shades of Ciate Glitter Flips. Mm. These are called Glitter Flip Holographics. And they're not holographic.
Yeah.
The black one has some holographic glitter in it.
Yes.
So that's Storm.
So I think all of them have some form of holographic glitter in them, but you can't really see
it. It doesn't look like it, though, because Lovesick just looks like it's got that iridescent bluey colour.
It does. I know. I think it's hard to tell.
Yeah, holographic is a problematic thing. A lot of people want it. You can't get it. It's too hard. It's impossible. No.
There would have been holographic makeup in the 60s and 70s if it was possible.
That's all right, true. Guys,
I think we need to let that ship sail and get on with our lives.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We've got some additions to the ColourPop brow range. So it looks like they have the Brow Boss pencil, which is now available in 9 shades, the Precision Brow Pencil in 9 shades, and the Precision Color in 9 shades, plus the Brow Boss Gel in 5 shades.
Correct. So they're all available now.
Yes.
All right, some more news for Aussie consumers. Mm-hmm. David Jones has partnered with Sephora, and they're going to be bringing not all Sephora products into David Jones, but I feel like from what I've read, there's going to be a Best in Beauty buyers section in David Jones, which includes brands like Fenty, Givenchy, IT Cosmetics, Marc Jacobs. So they're partnering to make a section of David Jones have Sephora items.
Is it going to be like the booths, like where they've got,
I don't know.
Or is it just going to be... It would have to be. They couldn't just put it on shelves.
No. I don't know. I figure it's going to be like a small version of how Mecca is in Maya.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a mini Sephora Best in Beauty buyers little section. I think it's a smart move because I think Sephora is limited by its size. So generally a lot of places in Australia, like people are like, I want a Sephora. But for them to open a Sephora, they need a massive store available.
Yeah.
And that generally happens when shopping centres are renovating.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to find the space. So I think putting a section of their products in David Jones stores that are already existing is probably a smart move.
Probably.
There you go.
Might actually be a peaceful shopping experience.
Oh, that's true. I hate Sephora.
I can't even go in there.
No.
It's not Sephora. It's the experience of being around all those people and not enough space, and it's just fucking...
Yeah. It's true.
Don't touch me!
No, it's really cramped.
It's
claustrophobic. And there's people grabbing at things.
So loud.
And there's nothing in stock, and it's... I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either.
I will just shop online.
It's an unpleasant experience for me. I will shop online too, in my pyjamas, and spend my money at Mecca instead.
Yeah, that's true.
So Glasshouse. So we've seen their Halloween candle. It's spiced pumpkin and cinnamon.
Yeah, so it's pumpkin, clove, cinnamon, nutmeg, and maple.
Mm-hmm.
So if you liked their last year's one, this is the same candle, just with different packaging. Last year, it had clear packaging, and you can put the jack-o'-lantern stickers on it, whereas now it's a black sort of coating, and then it's cut out little bat designs so you can see...
When the light shines
through. It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sick candle. I like it. From Hank and Henry, we have some new lip products. These are liquid lipsticks, and they're called the Lip Aesthetic. They're a long-wearing formula that's extremely hydrating, also vegan and cruelty-free. And apparently they smell like cake frosting. These retail for $16 each, or you can purchase the whole set of 10 for $125 if you're a bit extra. They're going to be up for pre-sale on October 5th until the 12th, and then they will launch on October 19th. From Juvia's Place, we've got some things that are coming soon. The Tribe Highlighter Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Tribe by Juvia's, which looks like it's going to be a palette. But this is all we've got, so coming soon.
We've also seen that they're making a Warrior 2 palette. So the Warrior palette was the one that was sort of browns and nudes and bronzers. Mm-hmm. The one that sold out really quickly because not everyone wants really colourful eyeshadows. Anyway, they're bringing out a second one coming soon.
Great. From Maybelline, we have a Master Chrome highlighter That was done in collaboration with Nikki Tutorials, and we heard nothing about it until it was released.
Until, like, after it was released. Yep. Nikki hasn't even talked about it. Like, I don't watch her channel, so no, I don't know if she's actually mentioned it in videos, but on her Instagram, there is
there doesn't nothing, seem to be any promotion.
Absolutely nothing.
So,
But yeah. I feel like what this is just the fact that she did those promotions for their palettes and whatnot, and did their videos for their YouTube channel. Yeah. So this is probably part of the contract.
I actually wonder if this was meant to be out ages ago or not for quite some time, because she's just done a collaboration with Ofra.
Yep.
And I would imagine that the contract is like focused on the Ofra releases. So I was actually really, really surprised when I saw that this was released not long ago. I was like,
but that's
another highlighter.
Yeah, but that's why probably in her contract with Maybelline, it was like, can we put your name on a highlighter, but you don't have to promote it?
Yeah.
So that's why she probably hasn't. Yeah. So, yeah, she's focused more on the Ofra release.
Apparently, Miss Fame is potentially launching her own beauty brand or maybe a collaboration. But we see some images that she posted on Twitter that say, it's coming, get ready for it, hashtag Miss Fame Beauty, which makes me think probably it's her own brand.
Yeah, and also then, because there's packaging that doesn't look like any other packaging that I am familiar with. And they look like tubs.
Yeah. I was trying to work out what they might be. Maybe like loose powder tubs.
See, I was thinking, you know, Miss Fame, if you're not familiar, is a drag queen. So I feel like it's going to be something a bit extra. And because of these lips, I'm thinking glitter tubs.
Yeah, they could be. They look so big to me, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, we don't have a reference for size. But it's sleek looking packaging.
Yeah.
And Miss Fame has excellent makeup skills, so
There we go. We'll let you know when we know more.
Yeah, we've got a couple of things now from Natasha Denona. We've seen the cranberry palette. So this is sort of like the camel palette that they brought out. So it's just cranberry colours. They look like 3 shimmers and 2 mattes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for holidays and it's, I don't know, coming soon, $48. The swatches look quite nice.
They do.
They look
colours
duo-creamy.
Are really pretty. Yeah. I actually really like, I like the look of the palette.
I agree.
But I'm just going to say this. I don't trust Natasha Denona at all.
No.
And I was watching, I can't remember what she's named her channel. And I know she changed her name for a reason. Puffin's Wife.
Yes.
She changed her channel name and I'm still getting used to remembering what it's called. But she did a review and demo of the Safari palette.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. It looks like actual trash.
Yeah.
Like actual fucking trash.
Mel Thompson.
That's right. We all know Mel knows how to do her makeup. She ain't no fucking fool.
Yeah.
It's not her first rodeo with an eyeshadow brush and an eyeshadow palette. And just watching her use that thing, and she's like, I'm so mad. I'm like, bitch,
because it's not a cheap palette.
I'm fucking mad with you. That is absolute trash.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Natasha Denona.
She is a Denona.
That's just my default these days.
Tasha, shit. Oh, fuck no.
Yeah. Natasha Denona. Fuck, I'm just going to
go with it.
Natasha Denona. I think some of the things that interest me the most are her face products these days. But when it comes to eyeshadows, I feel like she had it right the first time and then just kept fucking it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why you need to do that.
I feel like everything she touched does not turn to gold, basically. Yeah.
But another palette. Yes. This is the Mini Star palette. So was it last year they brought out the Star palette or the year before?
I think it was last year.
It might have been 2016.
Maybe it was holiday 2016.
Yeah, it might have been. It was a while ago. So Star Palette was out. A lot of people liked it. It was back when the formula was probably Yeah, it was the next palettes after the massive
palette. The big one. Yeah, yeah, it was the first smaller palette.
Yeah. Yeah. So the formula was quite good. And I think to relive that, she's bringing out a mini palette. And this is, once again, the mini palette. So the pan sizes are smaller. Some people get confused because if you look at this versus the cranberry one.
It looks the same.
It looks the same. But it's not. It's much, much smaller. Yeah. So this is... they're all new shades from what I'm aware of. They've already launched exclusively at Sephora. This is a nice color palette.
I actually quite like it too.
A lot of people are like, this might be my first palette.
Yeah, like I just...
You could take this traveling so easily.
I know, but I just don't trust, her formula.
I agree.
Like, I don't know what I'm getting with her.
Yeah. You'd have to swatch it in store and have a good gander.
The problem is, like, that shit doesn't come to Sephora in Australia for, like, fucking 6 months after it's released, and by then
you pay an arm and a leg
what am I doing? Like, I'm paying a premium to wait for it to come to store. It probably won't even be in stock, and they don't even tell you when it's fucking available. So it's just one of those brands that just doesn't, I can't buy it online because I don't trust them, and I can't buy them in store because I don't know when they're coming.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Kind of useless.
All right, a couple of products that are sort of out of alphabetical order. Oops. One is a new mascara from L'Oreal, and they have just sort of, this is new to the US and hasn't been released in Australia yet, but we've got one. We went to a Priceline thing and got one. We'll talk about the Priceline thing later on. It's going to be a long episode, isn't it?
I know.
Oh my God. But this is the Unlimited Mascara, and it's a weird thing where it's designed, doesn't look like L'Oreal. Doesn't look sleek at all. It looks like a startup company.
It does a little bit.
But you sort of can bend it. So when you take the wand out, you can sort of go like this. So I don't know, man. I haven't used it, so I don't know if it's good or not. But that's out in the US and coming soon to Australia. Hooray! Yay! All right, another thing that we've got in our hot little hands. Hopefully we'll have a photo on the screen because these are kind of cool.
Yep.
It's a new collection from Graceful Nail Polish. We dig Graceful Nail Polish. The formula is really great.
Love Graceful.
We love. It is out today. Yes. 8 p.m.
Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry. You're right. Yeah.
Today, 8 p.m. And this is a collection called Enchanted Fables, inspired by fairy tales. So you have names like... Kiss a Prince, you have If the Shoe Fits, you have Belle of the Ball. It's cool. It's got three hollows, three thermals, and a metallic flaky and an aurora shimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one, that red one?
Possibly.
Because this red one's great. So this red one, which is like to do with Snow White. Let me shuffle in here. Oh, it's so cool. Pretty.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of cherry red color with this beautiful chameleon kind of shift to it. We will be doing a nail swatch video, a get swatch video on these. Probably won't be up just yet, but it will be up soon. But if you're one of those, they're very pretty. So you can order them from the Australian website or the US website.
Yes. From Pat McGrath, we have something that is apparently coming soon. February 2019. Just
it ain't soon.
Shout out to the brands. That's not soon, sweetie.
Yeah.
It's really not.
And don't hype up a mascara.
Yeah, I agree. So this is the Fetish Eyes. And look, it looks really good on the eye that it's applied to, but it also looks like it's been applied over a set of false lashes.
It does.
Because there is no fucking way that I actually believe that mascara is doing that to her eyelashes.
Also, her other lashes look like they've got mascara on them already, so they probably do have lashes on.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've also released the Lip Fetish Sheer Colour Balms, and you could buy them individually, you can buy them in trios, or you can buy the whole kit. For how much is the whole kit, Hayley?
$430.
Yeah, fuck that. For sheer lipstick.
Are you fucking for real? That's nine.
Yeah.
You want nine tinted lip balms? $430. What?
Yeah, I can't handle it. Look, if you're very bougie... Okay.
That's not even bougie. That's bullshit.
That's
fucking bullshit.
Look, the swatches look nice. But
not that, fucking $430.
Well, not everyone needs to buy 9 of them, let's be real.
That's absurd.
But it is very expensive. Also, we recently had a really shitty experience with their customers. Not their customers, their shipping. They're shitting.
Yeah, they're shitting. Shitting me off.
Yeah. So we ordered within an hour of a release, and it took 2 weeks to arrive. And we paid decent money for shipping.
Lots of money.
And other people were saying they got it in 3 days. And I'm like, why did we wait 2 weeks, you motherfuckers? And people are like, I ordered it a week late, and I've already received it before.
Why did I wait until fucking 2 a.m., you motherfuckers?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the love for Pat McGrath. Look, I feel like I am dead set one of those people where a lot of money exchanges hands. If everything doesn't go smoothly, we're going to have major, major issues. And the major, major issue is going to be that I'm never going to give you my money again.
That's fair enough.
Because cannot do it.
That's fair enough.
Australian news again. Pretty Vulgar is coming to Sephora Australia. So if you wanted some of this stuff,
there you go.
You can get it.
All right. Speaking of Sephora, the Sephora collection has teamed up with the Museum of Ice Cream to release a collection. It actually looks kind of cute. I'm not going to buy it, but fuck, man. Look at the sprinkles. Look at the sprinkles in the handles.
Yeah, just
look. This is kids' makeup.
It is. But yeah.
I think the sprinkles are kind of cool.
They've got a bracelet and rainbow eyelashes. The palette packaging is cool. It's like an icy pole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The packaging's cool, but I'm not vibing the actual products.
The colors, I'm just. Ugh.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Some of the packaging is cool.
But I believe this was available for pre-order the other week. So, it launched on the 20th.
Yeah.
There you go. If you want it, you can get it. This is interesting. Too Faced.
Yes.
Sneaky release that they didn't mention.
Mm-hmm.
This is exclusive to HSN.
Yeah.
Shopping network thing. This is the Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice collection. And it contains an eyeshadow palette. This is very warm, full, kind of berries, oranges.
Yeah, pumpkin-y.
Pumpkin-y. Scented pumpkin spice.
I know.
And there's a lip gloss that's also a pumpkin-y colour, scented pumpkin spice. You get the Better Than Sex mascara and also a brush.
Yep.
So this pack in the US is $49, and it is available now.
Awesome. From Wet n Wild, we have body luminizers. These are from the Mega Glow range, and they look to be body highlighters, potentially in an oil.
Yeah, these remind me a bit of the Fenty body lavas, but these are more like you have to shake them before you use them. So
yeah, the product settles.
Yeah, it settles, whereas I feel like the Fenty one, it stays...
incorporated.
Yeah.
Mix.
Suspended. Yeah, that's the word. Got it in the end. I feel like that's the price difference probably. Yep. But this is only at Walmart and it's launching on the 27th. So it should be launching or already launched. And there's three shades. You've got a gold, you've got a beautiful deep bronze, and you've got like a cooler toned pink one for people with fairer skin. So
I think it's really interesting. Like Wet n Wild is an American brand.
Mm-hmm.
Predominantly, they release their stuff in America first.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much only useful for us at this time of year. Yeah,
that's true. It's like, get bronzed for winter.
Yeah, it does surprise me that they're releasing these at this time. It might have been one of those products that they were like, oh, we should release this. And before you knew it, it was kind of a little bit too late.
Yeah, it probably was on the back burner a bit.
Yeah.
All right, Winky Luxe has launched in Sephora US, so if you wanted to buy it in store, you can. And to celebrate, they have released a Sephora-exclusive Cupcake Lip Trio Kit. Contains a Sephora-exclusive shade of Confetti Lip Balm. Lip Pill, sorry. So their little lipstick that is clear with the glitter in it, it's the glitter colour is a exclusive color to Sephora.
Okay.
And I think it's a multi-color version. So instead of it being just a pink like they normally have, it's got different sort of iridescent colors in it, but it's a clear balm. Yeah. So they've also got the Glossy Boss Lip Gloss and the Disco Kitten Gloss in a cupcake makeup bag. So it's now available US $28, Canadian $36. So if you wanted to try some sparkly lip things and get a little cupcake bag, Winky Luxe has it
cute.
For you.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I don't mind Winky Luxe lip products. Yeah. The clear balms, I'm not convinced. I feel like they're the ones that make my lips a little bit drier. Like you constantly, you know.
But they're also the ones that they're pH activated, yes. So they turn pink.
Yes.
So and also these disco glosses do the same thing.
Yes, they
do. So it's almost like no matter if you just want a clear gloss that has a bit of a sheen, don't go Winky Luxe because they'll always stain your lips pink.
Yes. Yeah. But they're lipsticks. They're pill lipsticks.
Yeah.
They've got a nice formula. I like them.
There you go.
All right, let's do some holiday stuff.
Let's run through it really quickly, shall we?
As quick as we can. Run as fast as you can. Can't catch me. This is more bite stuff. So we've got the Bite Agave Treat Trio Mini Agave Lip Mask Set. This is $18 US, and available now at Sephora, along with the Sweet Treats Agave Lip Care Set, $12. We have the Candy Cane Agave Lip Mask.
Ooh,
I think this is where people will like...
Anything like scented differently, you're like, all right, I'm down.
Okay, I see I'm what down. You did there.
Yep.
So this one's $26. It looks like... on Sephora, they're saying that this is an online-only product. And limited edition. Then we've got the Four Little Bites Amuse Bouche Lipstick Set. This is $25 with a $45 value. And that's all we've got from Bite at this point. From Clinique, people in the group are so excited for
this.
Yeah,
I did see that
excitement.
They're
absolutely shitting their pants. This is a Clinique Get Cheeky Holiday Palette. So this is a blush palette. It's a trio pan. $29.50. So there are three cheek pop blushes in pink honey, black honey, and nude pop.
I'm going to say I really like these colours they've chosen.
Because so do I.
One thing that I don't like about these cheek pop colours is that they often have like neon pink and bright orange and purple. And you kind of go, I just want shades of nude.
I just want nude.
Yeah.
I just want... Like, oh my God, I can't even tell you how much I hate pink blush at the moment.
Yeah,
like, it's just this internal, like, sadness when I see a pink blush. I'm just
Look,
like...
some of them are great, but I think you've got to be in the mood. And I
absolutely.
Feel like they're the best in, like, the dead of winter. And now that we're sort of getting into warmer weather, I'm like, I just want to put peachiness on my face.
Yeah, or even plum shades. Like, just anything that's not pink... Please.
So they've delivered. I like
this.
They
have. Yeah, I like it. I understand why people are excited. We've got some new NARS editions. This holiday collection from NARS is just out of control. But these are the Power Matte Lip Lusters. So these are limited edition brushed metal shades, and there's going to be six of them. It's a full coverage color. And basically, it's a shimmery finish matte lipstick.
Yeah, because they've got these permanently out, and they are the flat sort of...
Yeah,
they
like
set
matte
down
liquid
matte,
lipstick.
But they're that kind of bold cream finish.
Yeah.
There's no shimmer to them whatsoever.
Yeah.
So these... Look, it's interesting. You've got like a blackened berry. You've got a bronze, a warmer berry, a red, like a... I don't know, a cool tone nude and a pinky nude.
Yeah, there's a black brown shade in there called Blackheart.
I think it's that first one.
Yeah. So these will be releasing sometime in October with the rest of their holiday collection, but I'm not too sure when. There is also an Underground Velvet Lip Glide Coffret. So these are mini velvet lip glides in a set of three. And they're all new shades. We've got a beige nude, a deep plum, and a burnt spice. And you know what? I think I need this one because the formula of these lip glides, I really, really like them. It's interesting. It's kind of like a gloss, and then it sets down a little bit, and it's almost like a cream lipstick that lasts really well. I like them.
Interesting. And one of them's called Camden Girls. Do you reckon that's Seventh Heaven? Seventh Heaven. I love Seventh Heaven.
I love that show too.
Too bad the dad ruined it.
Yeah. Look, there's always got to be some dickhead to go and fuck everything up.
And I thought it was
going to
be Ruthie.
Hey.
If anyone was going to ruin that show, it was Ruthie.
Yeah, actually, I feel like you're right. You're right. No, with the dad.
Bloody
the
Eric.
One that you should
bloody
be able
Eric
to trust.
Bloody Eric
Camden.
I know, the minister. Shit.
Oh,
it's always
God.
The minister.
Oh, shit. Let's not get into that. Okay, on to Shiseido. So, again, we have the holiday collection. Now, the packaging of this collection is in collaboration with a ribbon artist.
Wow.
A ribbon artist.
That's so cool.
Of course there are ribbon artists. I never thought there were, but it totally makes sense.
Look at all these flowers and stuff. I know. They're all made out of ribbons.
Yep.
That's extreme. That's
it
so
is extreme.
Cool that they have collabed with that type of artist.
Yep.
Because it's gorgeous. It makes for great packaging. It makes for great imagery.
It's
I just wish
fantastic.
On the lipstick bullets I had it.
I know.
I hate things that just have them on the box. But look at the little
Isn't
puff
it beautiful? The puff.
With the little ribbon.
With the ribbon.
On.
I know.
Oh, rad.
So the artist is Ribbonesia, and the theme of the collection is Beauty is a Gift.
Cute.
So there are a few items in there. There's a mini set of 5 deluxe size modern matte powder lipsticks. There's also a cushion compact case with the puff with the ribbon.
Yep.
And then there's the power infusing concentrate. And again, all with the limited edition packaging, all very cute, very pretty.
I'm going to say this Ribbonesia person needs to put more stuff on their Instagram. Because
it's legit, isn't it?
It's rad. Look at...
I know.
But the last time they posted was from August and then January and then December.
Yeah.
That's a hat.
That's insane. I thought that was a wreath for the door.
Yeah. No, that's mega.
Look, it's all...
That's it.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting.
It's great
I've
stuff.
I've learned a new
looks
art
fantastic.
Form.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen people do cool shit with ribbons before, but...
Not that cool.
I never thought like ribbon artist was a thing, but it is, and I have much respect for it because I can't fucking do that shit.
That's true. I can't even tie ribbon in my hair.
Jesus Christ. I'm one of those people at Christmas. I'm like, everybody's getting ribbons, bows on their boxes, and then I'm like trying to do it, and it looks like someone took a dump on the kids.
That's why you just and get I'm the like, ones that you peel off the back and stick it on.
And I'm like, fuck this. Everybody's getting their gifts wrapped in newspaper.
Coal. You're getting coal.
No Christmas this year.
Fair enough.
Burn the house down. Yeah. That's how it progresses.
Yeah. We're dramatic here.
YSL, we have Gold Attraction. So this is their holiday collection. This one's very pretty as well. We have a multi-use makeup palette.
Don't like it.
Look, I'll just say this. Historically, we don't like their Christmas palette.
That's true.
There's
at least we're consistent.
We are. They've got Touch-A-Clap.
That one.
In 3 colours with limited edition packaging.
The packaging is nice.
Yeah. They've got the Rouge Volupt Shine, 2 limited edition colours, the Rouge Pur Couture, 7 existing colours and limited edition packaging, so they are just repackaged.
Yeah.
Then there's the Tatouage Couture Metallics,
which we talked about already
have talked
last week.
About
yep.
before, and the La Lac Couture, which is 2 limited edition colours. They're the nail polishes.
Sparkly gold, sparkly berry. So they've gone very sparkly.
They've gone very sparkly. Now, this is already available on Nordstrom in the US, and the rest will get it October, November.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the way of the makeup world releases mm-hmm. holiday things and stuff.
Can we say one more holiday thing?
Do it.
Jeffree Star posted this.
Mm-hmm.
Useless. Shows us nothing. What eyeshadow palette?
Yeah,
that's what we got.
That's
it.
Look, mate, we knew. We already knew.
We vibed. It.
I like. We get it.
Yeah.
We know you're going to release a holiday palette. We can rely on you for that. Give us more than that shit.
Agreed.
2 mattes, 2 metallics.
That's all you're getting, and they're grey.
Look,
they're grey and silver.
Nobody gets anything for Christmas. Burn the house down.
It's cold. It's a cold palette.
Sick of this shit.
All right. So this is Australian news. So if you don't find it interesting, Look, I won't be upset if you click out now.
No.
But we went to a Priceline event last week, and they were talking about new brands that were coming into Priceline in the next couple of months, and sort of new releases, like that's how we got this thing. Mm-hmm. New releases that were coming in Priceline as well, and we thought we'll just run through some of the brands that are coming. So in November, they're starting a new thing, which is called the lineup, and it will be a section of the store where they rotate out
like products. Popular, trending, really cool, interesting products and brands.
Yeah.
So things like the Balm, Barry M, and the Quick Flick.
And Physician's Formula. Physician's back Formula.
Yeah. And I think the idea behind that is not to have the shelves stocked with like permanent products all the time,
mm-hmm.
but to be rotating the brands and the products. So it kind of keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, but it like, and I think that makes sense because Physician's Formula was in Priceline permanently.
Yeah.
And people weren't buying it, and then they removed it, and people complained that they removed it. But it's sort of like, if you liked it that much, why weren't you buying it?
I had.
Yeah.
Look, I'll just say this. I hate it when people complain, like, we don't get this, or they took this away. And it's like,
well, they wouldn't have.
Yeah, but were you buying it?
Yeah. If you're buying it on iHerb, you have no leg to stand on. Yeah,
exactly. I agree. Yeah. I agree. And that's why I never complain. Because every time I wanted Physician's Formula, I bought it on iHerb.
Yeah, I agree. But I think the good thing about this, it means that there'll be some in store, but I'm presuming it means they'll be online as well. So if you did want to order it online, you can. But it, you know, we've got all these brands available to us anyway. You can get Barry M and you can get the Balm from Target. So it's not as if it's not in store. It's just extra access to it. And if it sells well, I'm sure they'll make a permanent stand.
Yeah.
But that's sort of starting in like November. Then there are other brands that are coming into store, which is sort of exciting.
Mm.
We have Isla Skin. Is it
Isla? I think it's Alia Skin. Alia.
Anyway, they're the pink clay mask. So they're sort of well known on Instagram, pink clay mask. We have Bedhead coming to stores as well. So mm-hmm. this is more of a sell-on brand. A lot of people love it. So it will be coming into Priceline. We have the Blackout Pore Masks.
By Secret Key.
Yep. Yeah. So they're the three-step pore masks that are Korean.
Yeah.
So you put one pore strip on that opens the pores, then you put the pore strip on to remove the blackheads, and then you put a pore strip on to close the pores.
Yes.
So yeah, you could buy those online, but they're now exclusive in Priceline in Australia. There's Electric Ink, which is a really cool brand that I was super excited about. They're a tattoo brand, so they create products to help preserve the color and also revive old tattoos. Mm-hmm. So they've got an oil, they've got a serum, and they've got a moisturizer. There's also a brand, is this Ethique.
Yes.
Okay. It's a New Zealand brand. They have solid products. Yep. So you get it in little boxes, like paper boxes that are compostable. Is that the word?
Yeah.
You can
compostable.
Put it in a compost. Mm-hmm. And they're sort of solid shampoos, solid cleansers, solid products. So if you want to reduce waste, you can do that. And, you know, I love sort of solid shampoo, so that's cool. Coming to Priceline soon. The next brand that we thought was kind of interesting was Kristen S. Hair, which I think was coming in, was it October or November?
I think it was late October or early November.
Yeah, so it's a brand that is the Kristen S. Is it Kristen?
Yeah, Kristen.
Cool. I'm always bad with those names. Well known for being a hairstylist to, I think, celebrities and reality stars or something like that. But the range is interesting because it's broken down in different colored bottles so you can tell when to use it in your routine. So, for example, I don't remember the colors.
Cleansing was like a pinky sort of dusty rose color.
Wet hair was white.
Yeah, leave-in was white. Black was styling.
Yeah, but then there was grey that was on leave-in on dry hair.
Yes, yeah.
So different stages of the routine are different coloured bottles. And they're also well known for their like rose gold hair tint.
Yeah.
So it's like a spray that if you're blonde, you put it into damp hair and you dry your hair like a rose kind of gold color and it washes out. So that's an interesting one. We've got the base collection, which is the one with magnesium products.
Yes. Yeah.
So magnesium oils and stuff like that. So if you've got aches and pains, Vice Reversa coming in early November.
Mm-hmm.
Early November, possibly late October. This is an interesting brand. We're going to test this out.
We are going to test this out. So essentially this is a microneedling
patch,
mask patch system. So they have two types at this point. One is for treating spots, breakouts, and another is for under eye or smile lines. And they did mention that they're working on bringing out ones that are designed specifically for smile lines. I'd say they'd be a little bit bigger and slightly different shaped. But essentially, they're like face masks, but for targeted areas, so small, like eye masks. And they've got micro needles in them to help deliver the treatment deeper into the skin.
Yeah.
So it's interesting technology. They do use it for needleless injections and
vaccines
and stuff like that. And also there is actually another, I think it's a Korean or a Japanese brand that does the micro needling patches. But I wouldn't know how to find them or where to get them.
It's a new technology, and we were talking to the guy that sort of started this brand, and he was saying that where they make these cosmetic ones, it's the same factory as where they make the vaccine ones. So the technology is really new, and it's one of the first times it's implemented in sort of a beauty routine. And he's launching it in Australia in Priceline, and then it's also going to be stocked in Boots in the UK.
Yep.
So probably after November. But there's going to be a website that ships to the UK and Australia and not the rest of the world at this point, because getting all the...
The approval
and the patents and stuff like that for all the countries was a bit different or difficult. So something that we're interested in, and we're going to do a test, half-face test on them. But that's one to watch out for if you like kind of interesting stuff. The last brand is Solal.
Yeah, I think it was pronounced Solal. And essentially this is an inside and outside beauty routine.
Mm-hmm.
So their philosophy is to treat the inside as well as the outside. So you would have a routine of skincare products that you use externally, and then vitamins that you take internally to help support your system from the inside out.
Yeah.
And this is actually, these vitamins aren't going to be stocked with vitamins. They're going to be stocked in the beauty section.
Yeah, so it's a new section that's going to be for beauty vitamins.
Yeah.
And I think after things you look at Tati's products, I feel like beauty vitamins are an area of growth. They're making a section in the beauty in the beauty compartment.
Don't expect them to make you more beautiful. I think beauty vitamin is
maintain your beauty.
Yeah, I think it's more being the best you can be.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to give you a nose job or a boob job or...
No.
Lip fillers from the inside out.
But the thing that was interesting about that as well is depending on your skin type or your skin concern, they have pretty much different vitamins that you can take and what skincare will work best with those. So it's a holistic approach to skincare and anti-aging, I guess.
Yeah. All right, we have come to the end of the episode, but before we leave you guys, we have to dedicate this episode to one of our Beauty News VIPs. And this week, we are dedicating this video to Mel.
Mel.
Also known as Aussie Beauty Talk.
Yeah, so she's got a channel.
She does have her own channel, so you can check her out if you want. But hello, Mel.
Hi, Mel.
I was kind of expecting to see you at the Priceline.
Yeah, I was expecting that too.
But we didn't. Maybe next time.
Thank you for being a supporter of our channel. We love you. And thank you everyone else for watching and supporting our channel just by watching.
Yeah.
Whether you love it or hate it, you're supporting the channel. So we love care. It. Thank you very much.
Whatever you want to do. In this case, we could both be Librans.
Brown.
Brown.
All right. emoji of the week. So if you've made it to the end, we like you to leave an emoji in the comments to let us know. We don't know what it is. We never
know. Clock.
It's a clock.
Because this episode took too fucking long.
Fuck. It's going to happen with holidays.
It is. It is. Yeah.
And the fact that we don't do updates on Mondays anymore. So.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah,
it's problematic, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you guys in the next one. I'm sure we've got stuff for you to watch.
We always do. We will.
Something will be on the screen right now.
Yeah. Go. Go check it out. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now.
All right. See you guys. Bye.